Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Atomic Habits. An easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones is a self-help and behavior change book by James Clear that focuses on the power of small, repeatable actions. Rather than treating change as a matter of willpower or dramatic transformation, the book argues that habits shape outcomes through compounding effects over time. Clear presents a practical system for building better routines and reducing unwanted behaviors, drawing on psychology, neuroscience, and behavior design. Its central value lies in translating habit science into usable strategies for daily life. The book is organized around the idea that lasting change comes from systems, not just goals, and that identity, environment, and repetition all influence behavior. Because of this, the book speaks to readers who want a clear framework for personal improvement without relying on vague motivation or extreme discipline. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, tiny actions create large outcomes through compounding. The book's core argument is that very small behaviors can produce meaningful long-term results when repeated consistently. Clear uses the idea of atomic habits to show that improvement does not depend on dramatic breakthroughs, but on the accumulation of minor decisions made every day. This is an important shift from the common belief that progress must be sudden or intense. By focusing on 1% improvements, the book explains how small gains can build momentum, while small negative habits can quietly create decline. The logic is mathematical as much as psychological when actions compound. Their effects become visible only over time. This makes the book especially useful for readers who underestimate the value of routine. Instead of chasing short bursts of effort, it encourages attention to the systems that make repetition possible and sustainable. Secondly, the four laws of behavior change turn habit theory into a practical system. One of the book's most useful contributions is its four-part framework for changing behavior. Make it obvious, make it attractive, make it easy, and make it satisfying. These laws are not presented as abstract theory, but as design principles that can be applied to everyday routines. Making a habit obvious means placing cues in view and reducing forgetfulness. Making it attractive increases the chance that a behavior will feel worth repeating. Making it easy lowers friction, so the first step is simple enough to start. Making it satisfying adds immediate reward, which helps a habit survive beyond initial motivation. The strength of this framework is that it addresses habit formation as a sequence of barriers rather than as a single problem. Readers are given a method for shaping behavior from multiple angles, which makes the book more actionable than many general self-improvement texts. Thirdly, the habit loop explains why behavior repeats. Clear builds his system around the habit loop of cue, craving, response, and reward. This model explains how habits are triggered, why they feel compelling, what action follows, and how reinforcement occurs. The value of the loop is that it shows habits are not random acts of discipline or weakness, but patterns shaped by repeated feedback. A cue initiates attention, a craving creates desire, a response is the actual behavior, and a reward teaches the brain whether the pattern should continue. This mechanism matters because it allows readers to intervene at different points instead of trying to fight a habit only at the moment of action. If the cue is changed, the craving is redirected, or the reward is altered, the loop itself can be reconditioned. The book's discussion of this cycle makes behavior change more understandable and less moralized, which is one reason it has become widely influential. Fourthly, identity-based habits make change more durable than goal chasing. A distinctive idea in the book is that lasting change begins with identity, not just outcomes. Clear argues that habits are most sustainable when they are tied to the kind of person a reader wants to become. This is different from goal-focused thinking, which often measures success only by external results. Under the identity approach, each action becomes evidence for a new self-concept. A person who repeatedly acts like a runner, reader, or disciplined worker is not just completing tasks, they are reinforcing a belief about who they are. This matters because identity gives habits a deeper reason to continue when motivation fades. The book does not reject goals, but it treats them as secondary to the system that supports them. That distinction helps explain why many behavior plans fail. They depend on achievement without changing self-image. By connecting repetition to identity, the book offers a more stable basis for change. Lastly, environment, friction, and automation shape whether habits survive. Clear repeatedly shows that behavior is strongly influenced by surroundings, not just intention. The book emphasizes environment design, which means arranging spaces so good habits become easier and bad habits become harder. This includes simple changes such as keeping helpful cues visible, removing temptations, reducing steps needed to begin a task, and automating repeated actions when possible. The 2-minute rule is part of this logic because it lowers resistance at the start, making habits easier to initiate. The practical insight is that willpower is often overestimated, while friction is underestimated. But by changing the environment, readers can reduce the effort needed to do the right thing consistently. This approach is valuable because it moves habit change out of the realm of constant self-control and into the realm of design. It also makes the book particularly useful for people who struggle with follow-through, since it treats consistency as a structural problem, not a personal flaw. In conclusion, Atomic Habits is best suited for readers who want a clear, evidence-informed framework for changing daily behavior without relying on hype or drastic reinvention. It is useful for students, professionals, athletes, and anyone trying to build better routines, because it turns habit formation into a practical system rather than a motivational slogan. The book offers immediate benefits. It helps readers notice hidden cues, reduce friction, build repetition, and understand why some behaviors persist even when intentions are strong. Its intellectual value lies in how it connects behavior science with everyday action in a way that is simple but not simplistic. Compared with many books in the self-improvement category, it stands out for its structure. The four laws of behavior change, the habit loop, and the focus on identity create a coherent method that readers can actually apply. It is less about inspiration than implementation, which makes it especially credible. For readers looking for durable change rather than temporary enthusiasm, this book provides one of the most practical approaches in the genre. If you would like to support James Clear, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.